All right, guys, welcome to the Media Hijack Podcast. I'm your host, Billy Walters, and joining me is Chris Unholy Jesus.
What's up, everyone? We're back.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Media Hijack, episode number 146. If you guys want to purchase some official Media Hijack t-shirts, you can head over to themediahijack.com. Grab you some official t-shirts. And also, I actually put some AI-generated art on Canvas on the website. There's two of them, and they're sick. It's really sick. That's why I was like, fuck it, I'm going to put it on. Just put AI Gen on there, created in Midjourney.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a nice piece to have in the house.
Yeah, I'm going
to
look it up. I'm going to see this.
Yeah, check it out. It's sick, dude. It's so sick. I need it in my house, but you guys can get it too.
Yeah.
It's a bit pricey, but it's Canvas, and I'm not really controlling it.
Beauty. Beauty always has a price.
Yeah, it's. I'm just getting a small cut, you know.
There you go, man.
But it's really nice.
Try it out, man.
Yep. Also, if you guys want to visit us on Reddit, you can join our Reddit community. Hit the Reddit up, and Chris is there.
Yeah, I'll be on Reddit.
He's there all day, every day. You can talk to Chris.
Reddit is wild.
Also, if you guys want to visit us on YouTube, catch the replay for this live Twitch video, you can head over to our YouTube channel. Don't forget to rate, comment, subscribe. iTunes listener, audio listeners, make sure you guys give us that 5 stars. Leave us a nice little comment.
Do it.
All right, so today, first topic, we're going to be talking about the 7 spiritual chakras.
Yeah.
You know about this, right? I have a candle back here that has all the 7 chakras.
Yes, on the side of it, yes.
And I remember when I first got it, I was like, oh, this is such a cool candle.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, one night, I lit it up, and then I forgot about it, and it went through all 7 chakras in one night, and I was so pissed. I blew out, like, the whole candle was done.
This is the same almost one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, I can kind of see it. It does look a little empty from here. Yeah. Man.
Well, it was too hard to even light it up again.
Okay, so low.
Yeah. So I said, fuck it.
Man. So how are you supposed to burn it? Like, just layer, and then by layer,
Yeah, but I don't think it has, like, any, like, benefits to lighting it up, going through chakras. It's just like a for fun chakra candle. Gotcha.
Okay.
I don't think it does anything, really.
I like the glass, though. I like that.
It's just a cool little idea.
All
right. And we're going to be going through the 7 chakras. But before that, it's like a fun little story I came across, and talking about how this lady, she's like in her 30s, and she was saying, like, hey, remember back then the sun used to be yellow, and now if you look in the sky, it's like white now. So like there's like an argument about what color the sun was.
How many people looked at it?
And then the scientist had to, you know, put his foot in and be like,
yeah.
The sun of course never changed colors. Stop looking at the sun. just stop.
He's trying to say some lies. Don't do it.
Hey, what color's your sun? Everybody's all fucked up. I remember a yellow sun. That's how I drew it on paper.
I always thought it was white.
it looks white.
And blinding.
Literally looks white. But when I was a kid, I was like, hey, hello, yellow sun.
Hey, yellow sun. Maybe it's because of pollution.
Maybe.
Because as a child, I used out in L.A.
Yeah.
Pollution bad, man.
Oh, that's it, a good
it does
one.
It does make the sky look different.
It's
the
like sun, a filter.
It's like a filter, yes. Might be different.
Yeah, there you go.
Case solved all. It, scientist, man. Where you at?
Too easy.
Damn, where's my white jacket? Shit.
Put that white jacket on. Come on. Chris Jesus.
Scientists don't know.
Scientists.
But that shit is bright, though. People don't look. That shit is fucking...
Sun therapy. Stare directly into the sun.
I'm surprised this hasn't turned into a TikTok challenge like yet. I'm surprised it doesn't reach that.
I know, like...
Is it still early? Is it too early, or is it...
I don't know. Maybe they're smart.
Maybe.
I don't know. I did heard something about a kid did a TikTok challenge, and he died. He got burned alive.
I don't mean to laugh at that. I'm laughing at the stupidity.
It might have been a gasoline challenge. I was like, how do you win that?
Oh, was that when they just, like, stayed in the bathtub and pouring on themselves?
I think something like
that. I think they used rubbing alcohol. Either way, it was stupid as shit. Gasoline challenge. They must be drinking it then.
Damn. Oh, what kind of challenge is that? Sometimes, how do you even escape?
Sometimes I feel like this universe sets up things to sacrifice souls to some like elder god from H.P. Lovecraft. Like, just weird stuff like get set up, and whoever falls for it sacrifice themselves to this this Dark Lord or some out on another universe. Yeah. I don't know. It's stupid shit like that. It's like, why would...
Maybe there's like a surplus of people like using bodies that souls need to get into, but it's like a soulless body. Mm. So they're like, hey, get rid of that vehicle because we have like real souls.
We gotta dump it.
Yeah. So like, get rid of all this extra souls. I mean, extra bodies.
And dump them out. We got our own people now.
Yeah. Well, that's that. All right. Let's get into the seven chakras. All right. So the seven spiritual chakras are believed to be the center of energy within the human body that can influence physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. Mm. Like, when you think of seven chakras, like, what's the first thing you think of?
Dragon Balls.
Dragon Balls.
Chi energy. I don't know.
Man. Yeah, that's, yeah. Chi energy, yoga.
I didn't know about chakras till I started learning about chi.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. That's.
Or, like, first thing I think of when I hear chakra, I think meditation. It has something to do with meditation.
For sure, yeah.
Meditation,
yeah.
Yoga, anything other than Indian people.
Mm-hmm.
Because they always talk about the third eye.
Oh, man. Oh, first time I heard about it was from an Indian person.
The crown chakra. I'm like, what are you talking about, crown chakra? Yeah, so like basically, so like each of these chakras can be balanced through a various practice such as meditation, yoga, energy healing, and other spiritual practices. When the chakras are balanced in harmony with each other, it is believed to promote optimal like physical health, emotional, and your spiritual well-being.
Okay.
So if you're able to balance all your chakras all aligned, like you're doing everything all correct, you're like optimal, like human.
Okay, like peak human.
Yeah, you're basically like
maybe like peak human physically or mentally, spiritually.
Yeah. Spiritually and mentally.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
And physically,
because sure. You can be like old and be like
yeah
peak human. There's a different, not on a physical level.
Because like if your mental health like is really good, everything is balanced, like you won't get sick like that.
For real, yeah.
It's hard to get sick.
It's the mind,
because you're flowing. You're basically just flowing. You know. And like the concept of like the seven spiritual chakras, it originated in ancient Egypt, where it has been a part of Hindu and Buddhist spiritual traditions for thousands of years.
Mm.
So this is not even a new concept. They knew about like seven chakras. Like the study, they've been doing it long, thousands of years. They said the concept, well, it was way back. At first, they found like scriptures from the Vedas. You ever heard of that? Mm. The scripture Vedas in India. So it dated back to around 1500 BCE, which stands for, wait, what do you think what BCE stand for? Because I asked my girl about this, and she said something that's kind of smart.
Before Christ even, because he was before
I
even
forgot born. What she said.
Before he's even born? I don't know.
She said before Christ, something. I forgot what she said. But it actually stands for before common era.
The common era.
Yeah, before the common era.
So that'd be before us? What would be the common
era? Way before. So it's actually the 3,500 years ago.
Oh, shit. That's way out there.
Yeah, that's far.
Oh, man.
So later, fast forward to where like modern science gets in the picture, right? Oh, she said before Christ exists.
Oh,
yeah, so I was like, that do make sense,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, see, I said even because my brain, I'm too stupid to think of exist, so I was like, even before him, like, okay.
I would have said something dumb, like, before Christ, like, elevated.
I was about to say escalated, but yeah.
Like, before he was, way before he was in the picture.
Before he even got here.
So, like, the chakras, they're associated with like the body's endocrine system, which is like it's what produces like hormones that regulate body function.
Okay.
So the endocrine glands has been known like medical science for centuries, and then they like the chakras is almost basically the same thing as the endocrine system. Like it's like a overall balance of your whole body.
Okay.
But this is like in medical terms. Like, and then this is like, it wasn't fully understood until like 19th, 20th century.
Oh, shit, so that was way later.
But yeah, way later. But like, the Indian, they've been.
How they know?
India, they did it long. They knew about this whole system, the whole body system.
Somebody told them.
Somebody told them, basically. It's not something you just whip up out your ass.
Or something told them.
Maybe they're masters.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can only have one master.
It's like, dude, we only have a physical body. You just got to hear our voice.
Like, yeah, here's like the teachings of like somebody who was like higher level.
He's like, look, you guys are about to go through your classes again on this planet. These are the teachings in order for you to pass. We'll give you the cheat codes, you know.
Who's the wisest of them all? kid with the whitest hair.
What's with the whitest hair?
Raise his hand up. I'll take this journey. They taught him everything. Yeah, he was the chosen, the golden child, who has like the brain capacity to able to be able to harness this type of knowledge.
All in his
room. Yeah, they scan him like,
go all through his child brain. All right, we got the root chakra, the sacral chakra. Okay, we going on a list.
You are like, we're gonna teach you this, and then you're gonna teach people this, and pass it down. On. Keep passing it on, like however you want, pass it on. Then you start writing it on paper, writing on sheep tail. Writing on whatever, what you call those,
papayas.
Yeah, papayas.
I just like saying papayas. So I'm using
papaya scrolls.
Papayas.
Yeah. So each chakra is believed to correspond to specific glands in the endocrine system, and studies have shown that the practice of yoga and meditation can affect hormone levels in the body. So an imbalance in endocrine system can lead to a range of health problems, including diabetes, thyroid disorder, and hormonal imbalances.
Oh.
So when one of your chakras is like off and shit, it may trigger like a part of your body to be off too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I don't know examples, but like, let's say your crown chakra is messed up, right? So I guess your mental health would be kind of fucked up, but then they'll trigger down to other, you know, other illnesses in your body.
Yeah, exactly. I can see. Well, yeah.
Something's just off, you know?
It's like just like any other machine too. It's like if something's off in the machine, so it's having ripple effects and shit.
Yeah. All right, let's get into the seven root chakras. The seven chakras. All right, so the first one would be the root chakra. This is located at the base of the spine. This chakra is like, it's associated with survival instincts, grounding, and stability. Like when balanced, it can promote feeling of security, trust, and overall well-being. It's the root chakra located
at rooted.
The base of the base of your spine. Yeah, it keeps you rooted. It keeps you like your security is straight. Like you're not insecure. Like you know
you're everything. Staying
like,
strong.
Yeah, you're solid. You're stable. So here's like some ways you guys can clear up like the balance for your root chakra. And if you guys, I say if you guys are really interested, you should write some of this stuff down. All right, so a grounding exercise, like you can walk barefoot on grass or soil. You ever heard of like people say, yeah, you should go touch grass.
Yeah, with your feet barefoot, yeah.
You've been
yeah,
in the
yeah.
office too long. How about go touch grass with your barefoot?
Yeah.
But there is like studies where it shows like something happens when you actually step on the grass. It's like your vibrational overall well-being of your body is being corrected. Like with nature.
The exercise yourself.
Yeah, because you're touching the ground now. Because you're like, the ground is like a whole bunch of like.
It's life.
Like nerves and shit.
Yeah, because they're not saying go walk on some hot asphalt on a summer day or none of that shit. Yeah. It's like walk on some earth, you know?
Yeah, because they said like back then how they were making slippers, like they designed like the slippers to where you are being grounded with the ground while you're walking on nature, but you still have the protection of like a slipper.
Yeah,
but it's like wood. It's made out of like wood and stuff. So you're still getting that. You're still being grounded at the same time.
Damn.
All right. So another way to clear the root chakra, like if you're being clogged up, like there's yoga poses. Like some poses in yoga is they have the mountain pose, warrior's pose, and the child's pose. All these can like stimulate balance in the root chakra. Mm. So if you're into yoga, you can do the child's pose, warrior's pose, or the mountain pose, and that can help you try to clear that out if you're having security issues.
What if you, like for me, I can't do yoga. Not because I can't, it's like impossible for me to do it. Because
you don't want to.
Well, Dad, years ago, I took a yoga class when I was still living in Colorado. They had like yoga classes at this apartment complex I stayed at. In these yoga classes, me and a friend of mine went down there on us, and they only had it on Sunday mornings. We went down there to do yoga, but the night before we was partying and drinking and doing, you know, whatever 20 somethings do at the time, you know. And so when we went to the yoga class, my guts was bubbling.
Mm.
It was like something was turning in there. And when we like, you know, we had to do like the little with your ass up in the air type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the name of it, but I slipped out of fun.
Damn.
And the only person I heard was my friend that was there. That,
I'm pretty sure everybody heard it.
But she told me, I don't think anybody heard it, but I think they started smelling it all the time.
Shit.
But I remember when I started smelling it, I left the yoga class. I haven't been back since. I didn't look at those people's faces ever again.
Just walked out.
Yeah, I just walked out. So the point of the story is, are the other, do I have to do yoga for this? Is there another way around this?
Yeah, there's other ways. I guess it's not just yoga.
Because yoga seems like the main one to...
Yeah, this is just like, yoga would be like the thing that you would take like a class to help clear out your chakra. Like, I guess a lot easier. But there's other ways to do it. Like I said, grounding exercise, you can walk barefoot.
Right.
You could hug a tree.
Hey...
Yeah, hug a tree.
Tree hugger. That's
right. Just spend time in nature, be connected to earth. That'd be like a good way to clear out the root chakra. Another thing, like with food and crystals, like eating red color foods such as beets, strawberries, can help balance the root chakra. If you're into crystals, you can wear crystals like the red jasper, garnet, or the hematite crystals, and these can help balance like the root chakra. Mm. So you have a lot of options.
Okay.
Bob in the chat, she says, put the dog on live.
I just saw maybe
on break, Bob. the dog coming here, the dog will take laps and shit, jumping all over wires.
Bob want to see doggo.
So that's with the root chakra. So there's a lot of stuff you can do besides yoga.
Okay.
All right, so the second chakra would be the sacral chakra, which is located lower abdomen. This chakra is associated with emotions, creativity, sexuality. Mm. When balanced, it can promote feeling of pleasure, passion, and joy.
Yeah, I was looking at the picture right now. Now, the picture I'm looking at, I'm like, sacral, that's right here, the baby-making area. That's for life. Did you say creation? I was like, life, talking about birth.
All
right.
That all has to do with like feeling of pleasure and, you know, passion, joy.
Yeah.
And if you feel it being blocked, like here are some ways you guys can clear it, you know, if you're having some issues.
Some blockage.
So with meditation, you can sit in a quiet room and focus on your sacral chakra, which is located lower abdomen. And then you can imagine like a bright orange light flowing like through that area to help cleanse it. So think about your lower abdomen. I didn't think about like an orange light going through it.
Okay, just like a warm sensation, yeah. I guess.
So just like lay down in bed and just think about that area. Just imagine an orange light just going through it. And then just put on some like meditation music on Spotify and boom. It can help you clear it out. That's one way of doing it. Yoga. Here's some poses for you guys to do in yoga to clear it out. You guys can do the hip opening poses like the pigeon, frog, or butterfly pose.
Butterfly,
I don't know what none of those look like, but I imagine you just opening up like your pelvis area.
Yeah, I know.
Anything that opens up the hip.
Yeah, I think when I was on track back in high school, butterfly, I think you might say Indian style, but then you like use your arms like kind of like to press down on your legs, kind of like spread it out a little bit more open.
Open up the baby machine?
Yeah, just like, and it kind of works out your legs a little bit more too. But
yeah.
And that's the only thing I can think of for butterfly. I might be completely wrong.
That sounds right. Because butterfly, frog, like their legs are like fucking.
Yeah, like kind of got that.
Like, yeah, a frog, like you're just like fucking laying like ass out and shit. And then you can see like, you know, your little legs.
Legs all weird up.
Yeah, yeah. That frog thick.
Yeah. All thighs.
That frog thick. Another thing, affirmations. So positive affirmations that can help shift negative thought patterns and promote healing in the sacral chakras. Like some examples would be, you can say like, I honor my feelings and emotions. You can say, I allow pleasure and joy into my life. You can say, I am creative and passionate. So you can just, like, you can repeat these affirmations like every morning, every night and stuff.
Okay.
So you make yourself feel
like
good.
Like your mantra. You know,
like you just...
I got this.
Repeat those. Another way you can clear it, you can listen to like sound therapy. So listen to music that can like resonate, like such as the note D or mantra, VAM. Mm-hmm. So you can like... You can say VAM. You know how you say OM and shit?
OM.
So I think if you say VAM, like you can help balance and clear it.
VAM.
Yeah, like VAM.
Get the vibration.
Oh, I'm horny.
Oh. There it goes.
Boner alert.
What beep, do I do? Beep, beep. Yeah, I was wondering. I was waiting for masturbation to be one of them, but I guess that's too extreme.
Yeah, masturbation is not one of them.
Okay, that's kind of kind of violent.
Yeah, that's like... That's just relieving, like...
You're beating yourself up.
Yeah, you're not really, like, helping... Your feelings.
That is true. This you're is like doing a, something. Yeah, you just like a, it's like a quick fix, I guess. I don't know.
Like, do you feel joy when you do it? You feel like disgusted when you're done.
Like, oh man, look at me. Look ridiculous.
When you're done, you look at your computer like, hmm.
Shove it out the way.
Get out of here. Get out of my face, computer.
Stupid fool. Throw the laptop.
And Trig says, yikes. There's meditation using incense, crystals, stone baths, grounding oils. I heard of sound baths. I've never heard of stone baths.
Stone baths. I've heard of stone baths. I've never heard of sound baths.
I heard sound bath.
I've heard of stone baths.
It's like when you just lay down in a room and then people have like ceramic bowls. What? That's like they're all in different tones.
Yeah.
The singing bowls. And then just go around like.
I didn't even know that.
And then they go around the room giving you a sound bath. So you're getting like.
Just feeling
all the sounds of like.
Oh.
All these different frequencies. And it's. I can imagine it being super comfortable.
Yeah, for sure, man. Vibrations are good, man.
And then just rip one.
Right in the middle of the sound.
Pop pop. Pop pop. Like damn. Everybody
get down.
Bouncing off like the fucking the acoustic walls and shit.
Everyone get down.
There are singing bowls that has healing effect. I have a singing bowl. I use it sometimes. It sounds cool. Because when I went to like the crystal convention, yeah, like this lady, she has a whole bunch of different bowls, and each bowl is all like has its own unique sound. It's not all the same because it's all hammered down by hand.
Okay, but it's doing.
I got the legit one, yeah. Mm. Hammered by I don't know who, but it all has different sounds.
See, machines can't do that now, huh? You need humans.
I think they can, but
damn. They got I thought we had something.
No, they took everything. Fuck. The machines took everything from us, man.
Damn it. We can't even make damn.
They took it all. Edin is cheap. Edin, the machines are cheaper.
Yeah. They don't get sick and call off. And
yeah, but yeah. I got the legit one. Intrigue says you take a bath, but you put stones around the bath and put oils in the water with intent. Oh.
Yeah, Intrigue 90 also has a massage room. Oh, no, massage room.
Massage room?
No.
Is it called like AKA pleasure room?
She has a yoga room.
Pleasure room.
A meditation room. Meditation room. That's what I'm thinking.
That's cool, room. Man. Because
she got a meditation
I room. Wanted to make like one of the rooms that I have like not really using anything as like a meditation room, but I haven't got that far yet.
Yeah, she's
but it would be cool like just to have a meditation room.
Yeah, she said a meditation room.
AKA
sorry.
AKA pleasure room.
Sorry.
What they call that in like 40 Shades of Grey or something?
Fuck room.
I don't know. I thought it was a pleasure room.
I don't know. I've never seen that movie.
All right, so we get into the third chakra, which is called the solar plexus chakra, located in the upper abdomen. This chakra is associated with personal power, self-esteem, and willpower. When balanced, it can promote confidence, courage, and determination. So if you feel like this is being blocked, or you feel like your confidence level is low, and you're like, man, like, what's the deal with me when I have no confidence, whatever. Here's some things you guys can do. All right, so meditation. You can sit in a quiet room, focusing on your solar plexus chakra, which is the upper abdomen, and you can imagine a bright yellow light that's flowing through your solar plexus. Bright yellow, not orange. Like this is one for confidence. So you imagine your upper abdomen, and then think about a bright yellow light.
The sun.
Yeah, just think about the sun.
Think about the sun.
Think about that yellow sun that
think
we
about
used
old
to
sun.
See. Yeah, the polluted sun, yeah.
Think about the old sun we used to
you
have.
Just sit in meditation, and everything's all calm. Imagine that yellow light just flowing through you, just giving you all that confidence. What Bob say?
It makes sense, too, with the yellow light, too, with the, you know, say like gut feeling and all that. That's where you get all that, that strength from. Bob says, yesterday, I took 2 clear quartz and rub them together real fast in my palms, and I can see the energy it gave off.
What?
It's
I don't
like
even have 2 quartz. Oh, I have 1 crystal quart. Maybe I should break and rub that shit. Yeah.
You're going to get teleported.
Bob, she sent me a video of like somebody rubbing 2 crystal quartz together, and then they turn off the lights, and then you can see it glowing.
Oh.
Like it's like all energy and shit.
Man, that's not like a damn energy source, man.
Yeah, like... Crystals are like probably like one of the most, I guess, underrated but overrated at the same time.
Don't blow yourselves up.
I think like with technology, crystals is like probably like the most use
out of
out of like almost anything because it's involved in like in storing like memory and all that stuff. Like crystals is like you need that in technology along with gold. All right, so another way you guys can clear the solar plexus chakra to gain more confidence. Some yoga poses you guys can do. You can do the plank, The Bolt, or The Warrior 3?
The Plank. That's a oof. I don't know about the other one. Planking is...
I don't know about planking on a McDonald's sign.
Oh.
Remember back then when planking was big?
That was like that boo-boo.
People were dying.
Yeah, I remember kids were dying off that shit.
Yeah. So I would imagine they did feel confident planking, right?
I could do this.
Yeah, they're like, I bet you I can plank that. I was like, go ahead. You might die, though. Like, that confidence level is pretty high if you think about it now, right?
Yeah.
It makes sense. You got to have some confidence to do a plank and a McDonald's sign.
I saw one where one kid was like, watch me plank on top of this pig's car. It was on top of a cop car.
The confidence level is crazy.
He was on the cop car on a light bar, too.
Oh, shit.
Like, dude. Like, full plank, man. He did it.
I saw a guy, he did a plank like on like a really high bridge.
Oh, my God.
But he fell off, though.
He died?
I think he died.
Oh.
Yeah. But that confidence.
But that confidence, hey, it was on point. He had it.
But you can do like a safe plank, like in your home. I don't even know what a yoga plank even looked like, but I imagine it's similar to that plank.
I didn't even know there was a.
Yeah.
Cause, I thought it'd be the same thing.
Yeah, because the other poles, they said it's like a boat pole. So I'm like, make like a boat. And you could ride through any waves. Confident, huh?
Hell yeah. I think the yoga planking is when you're. Like the regular like exercise planking, you do it on your forearms. You like your forearms.
That's like a workout.
And your feet, yeah. And so it's you have to keep your body straight, but it's like 30 seconds in, your shit is like done.
30 seconds. I'm burning up like the Jonas Brothers, dude. Yeah. Planking is really rough.
It's actually tough.
And someone's like, I can plank 10 minutes. I'm like, shut the hell up.
You're a liar.
You shut your mouth.
It's harder than what people
do. And then he does 10 minutes. I'm like, okay.
Let me shut up.
Okay.
Yeah, my bad.
Just judging. What else? Okay, so affirmations to help clear that negative energy. You can say stuff like, I am worthy. I am confident in myself. I trust in my personal power.
Okay.
And I got a big dick. matter.
That BDE.
It don't matter. You know how they say like, oh, big dick energy. You just got to walk like you are without big dick energy, you know?
Got to.
Smallest dick in the room, like physically, but you walk in with the biggest dick energy to be like, holy shit,
I can feel
that small man is giving off a lot of dick energy. Hey, thank you for the follow. Was that a follow?
Yes, that was a follow. Thank you.
Thank you. I can't even see it so far. Yeah, that's too far.
I don't miss the name. It was level something. I'm sorry, I missed
level
it.
Level irrelevance. Thank you for the follow.
There you go. Thank you.
Other things you can do, like chanting mantras. Mm-hmm. You can say stuff like, Ram or Manipura. So Ram Manipura. I don't know. Don't take my word for it. I don't even know how you would say it.
You might want to ask Google on that one.
Manipura.
Manipura.
Manipura. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Ram dog.
I said look it up, guys. We don't want you guys summoning some damn demon. Y'all look it up.
Bam tram. Oh God.
I just opened up the hell mouth. Oh my God.
Who that? Daddy chill. All right, so some exercise, physical exercise that you guys can do to help open up this confidence level in you. And you can do core muscle exercises that can help activate and balance the solar plexus chakra. So core exercise, I would imagine like planking would be solar exercise. One. Like anything like, I guess, abdominal workouts, anything like with the core, like. Yeah. What else?
With your gut.
Yeah.
Crunches, I guess. I don't know. Whatever helps it out.
Squats. I don't know.
Squats, yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
All right. So the next one is the heart chakra, but I'm going to take a quick break and then we'll be right back and we'll get back into the heart chakra. All right. And we're back. All right. So continuing this chakra. All right. So the fourth chakra, known as the heart chakra, located in the center of your chest. It's associated with love, compassion, and emotional balance. So when it is balanced, it can promote feelings of empathy, connection, and inner peace. This is one of like the main ones that I've been working on like a lot, so I can be more connected just to people, so I can feel them more.
Really?
I don't know how I did it, but I think mine was like pretty clear because I found like through like meditation stuff, I have more peace inside. And I think like some people can feel it, but me personally, I can feel it.
As far as like just having a connection with other people through outside
more
of
peace, like more forgiving, more like I get it now, like we're all the same.
Yeah, people make mistakes and some shit. It's Man, some things, like, I do reach level of unforgivableness with some things, but it's rare if I hit that point. Mm-hmm. If it's something that's a bother in my life, I kind of just let it go.
Or suppress it?
Yeah. Huh?
Are you really letting it go, or are you just keeping
it back? No, I kind of accept it for what it is. Because my stubbornness will keep trying to fight some things, and eventually I'll get to a point where I'm like, you know, it's like, this is just how it is. I can't change this shit. This is how it is. I got to accept it.
Things will never be the same.
And then I was like, it might be able to just. Oh, that almost slipped past me. That's just the way it is. But yeah, but there's points in my life of I can't fight and win everything. And so it's.
Yeah, I'm getting there too. Still working on it.
Just
letting
it go.
Yeah.
Just letting it go. It's like, it's better.
Can't win all the battles.
Yeah. Sometimes it's not even worth it. I'm like, I'm not going to burn myself out over this.
Right. Like, is it better to be right and then lose people, or be wrong and still have everything? Like, still have the people you love, you know?
Yeah. Some things you got to let go. I mean,
just got to be wrong now.
Just completely wrong on everything.
Just got to be wrong sometimes. Like, fuck it, you're wrong, dude. Let's move on, you know?
Yeah, you got to learn to accept that, yeah.
Yeah, so some ways to clear this. So in meditation, to help calm the mind, reduce the stress, to open up the heart chakra, you can visualize a green light. Green light or a lotus flower in the center of your chest while focusing on feeling love and compassion. So you can be in meditation and imagine a green light just going through your heart, along with like your heart sitting on like a lotus flower, like, you know, what the Buddha be sitting on,
right?
Like what we have in the promo.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting like a lotus flower sitting in your chest, green light going through it. It can help like clear out these blockages of love, because a lot of people probably go through this where they can't really show love, or they don't feel empathy. That's why they do a lot of bad shit where they don't think like it's affecting other people.
Yeah, it's a bigger thing. It's more than just lock your heart up. And a lot of times it's because the environment people have grown up in, or types of just worlds they're coming from, or sometimes people are just born this way too. But it is
like their environment that they're born in is just already chaotic. So.
Yeah.
Of course, they're going to absorb all that negative energy and stuff, and then they become like how they are now, but they don't understand it yet, you know? Yeah. So I could imagine a lot of people with their heart just blocked off to where they don't feel nothing. It's they're like
robot
they could
mode.
Like beat the shit out of you to a pulp and don't feel nothing, no empathy.
Yeah.
Like you're on your last breath and they're still just ramming you, and then they fucking teabag you at the end.
Those,
you know, but the balls.
And then you die. Face. Then that's it.
And then they don't feel nothing. They go home and sleep.
There was this kid I saw. Yeah, and just act like nothing happened.
Saturday morning cartoon tomorrow.
I'm going to use some Lucky Charms and just pretend like
that's
it never
scary.
Happened. There's this video I saw a couple years ago on YouTube. And there's this guy in his younger, I think either late teens or early 20s. But he was like either full blown like schizophrenic, or I think he might be like a psychopath. But and because of the media that we consume, we think that everyone that's a psychopath are just like killing everyone left and right. But mm-hmm. he was just actually a psychopath that functioned in society, but he had like these urges to like lie to people, want to manipulate people, but he doesn't want to kill people. Mm. But he's like there's something in me that's cut off. And he talks about a story where when his grandfather passed away, and his father was crying on his shoulder about, you know, his dad dying.
Mm.
He was like, I was there and I was like trying to mimic his emotions. So I started crying too, but it wasn't my tears. It was just like I was trying to look like I felt something. But
wow.
He's like, at the same time, it's like in reality, I wasn't feeling anything.
Dang.
But I had to fake it in front of him. He said, I've been like this my whole life. It's not any type of thing. And he's not a bad person. He's like, I'm just cut off from like,
man.
I don't know the source. Because people that are psychopaths and schizophrenic, they get, of course, a bad rep. A lot of them would just live in everyday life, and they don't feel nothing. They're not all evil, all bad. Uh-huh. And he was just one of them was like, I can't feel shit, and even about me. And I like lying. I like lying because I feel control over the situation. I can control the narrative, and I can't stop lying. He's like, I might be lying to you right now, and I don't even know it.
Damn.
It's crazy.
So his shit is definitely, like, imbalanced.
Way to the
a
max.
A lot of his chakras are all blocked off. Like, especially the heart chakra, definitely blocked off. If you can't feel it, you have to pretend like you're crying.
Mm-hmm.
You have to force yourself to cry. Like, that's why I think, like, a lot of actors who are really good actors, mm-hmm. I think they're all, like, psychopaths and shit. You know? to be able to manipulate. Because, they're able to, act like they're actually really crying or actually acting like a murderer, a killer. But they're doing it all on camera, you know, for a movie. But they do it so well to where when we're watching, we really get so engaged in it. We can't tell no more. Like damn, did he do? He do really look like a killer. He gives off that kill vibes. Yeah. So I'm like, dude, the actors that can play that role and play another role where they're like a happy dad, psychopath.
Is that 100%?
Yeah, like Johnny Depp, maybe.
All of them.
Jamie Foxx.
All of them, man.
He's still in the hospital.
I don't know what's up with him. I don't know. It's been, it sounded like it was touch and go, man. Let's just
send him some energy. Hopefully he's okay and shit.
To the heart.
Because he's in Atlanta.
Yeah, over at...
good actors like that, you would think, they might be, psychopaths. I don't know, might be borderline. What's his name? Joker Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix,
yeah.
I mean, anybody's supposed to start with a J, I guess.
Joaquin.
Yeah. Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, that's his new name. His old name was something else. But he came from like a fucked up family.
Man, yeah, he was in a cult.
Yeah,
his family. Man, it was wild, man. Y'all should look at Joaquin Phoenix and his brother, River Phoenix, who died tragically in the 90s, man. He was a up and coming actor, and he was actually best friends with Keanu Reeves. They were like this.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves.
Everybody has a wild story. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, his came from. Yeah, his family was in a. Children of God or something like that. Some cult name. It was wild, man.
All right. So other ways, you guys can clear your heart chakra. You guys can do getting enough sleep, eating a healthy diet.
Man, that sleep shit. I got to work. Yeah. I got to get better at that.
Engaging in exercise or other physical activities can help promote an overall well-being of balance in the heart chakra. Mm-hmm. So exercise, this stuff anybody can do.
Just go for a walk.
Try to clean up your diet, get more sleep, exercise, the basic stuff. Mm-hmm. And then you could, a lot of people do that already. That's why I feel like I come across a lot of people with a lot of empathy. Mm-hmm. I guess that's the people I attract towards me and stuff. Because I don't get a lot of the crazies anymore.
Yeah.
The crazies, hey, you want to smoke a crack rock? Damn it. How'd I get... am I giving off these vibes?
How am I...
I'm giving, crackhead vibes and shit. It's wild.
Is it the energy I give? I give off
crackhead. Yeah, I was thinking about that, too. I was like, damn, am I running on the frequency where I attract, crackheads?
The crackhead frequency?
But that went away, quick, though. I was like, man, I got to fucking cleanse myself.
Yeah, this guy, it starts from within, man. Mm-hmm. It always is... That's why you that's why you hear some people say, I judge people off the company that they keep. Yeah. Because it kind of shows who they are as a character.
Yeah, you guys all act like each other.
You want to kick it with these fucking people? Really? This is just very telling how you are. Mm. So, yeah, I get it, man.
Another way you guys can clear this is forgiveness. Letting go of resentment, anger, and other negative emotions through forgiveness can help clear the heart chakra. And it's going to help promote healing. So, if you're having beef with anybody, anything to help clear this so your heart can be clear, forgive them. Forgive this person or whatever. Whatever it is, it can't be.
Is it worth it? That's what I always think. Is it worth it in the end to have this? Hold on to a grudge? Because at the end of the day.
Right. Is it worth it?
Because here's my thing. Come on. At the end of the day, I don't give a fuck who you are. We all know how this story ends. Everybody dies, no matter what. This shit does not change.
That's so guaranteed.
If we all know the ending to this shit, why can't we try to be the best that we can to ourselves and other people in this time frame? It's only limited. We are not around for a long time. Not as long as we think.
Very short.
Very short lifespan. Humans are not here that long. Why the fuck do we think this shit's going to last forever? Holding grudges and all this other shit. As I've gotten older, I'm not saying some kind of full-blown, pacifist type dude, but I am a guy who's man, what's the point of just being this?
Yeah, this is,
it's stressful too, for one, to be feeling like this.
Yeah, holding on to stuff like that, negative stuff like that, it does nothing for you. The day still keeps going on. It's still running,
Yeah, for real.
So forgiving, letting go of resentment, anger, negative emotions, let it all go, the Disney movie.
Let it go.
At all. Another thing, gratitude. Focus on gratitude and expressing appreciation for the people and things in your life can help cultivate positive emotion and help open up the heart chakra. So appreciate everything. It's in your life right now, everything you're going through, everything. Everything you have, like, be grateful for that.
Man, that's something I had to learn.
Yeah.
I used to be in these situations where it would be the end of the damn world, and I would trip out over it. And then over time, I started realizing, like, you know what, like, Chris, this is a bad situation that you're in right now, but it's been worse, and you've gotten through it.
Right, just
like
that.
Drew, I'm like, every time I go through a bad experience, I have to keep thinking, like, Chris, when you make it through this, you're going to level up. Just get to the end. Just get through. See this shit to the end. It's going to pass like anything else bad that's happened before. Mm-hmm. And it's a good way. It's how we keep moving shit. It's a...
Yeah. Appreciate the good shit. Even though, like, you're having, like, a bad day, think about the bright side, too.
For real. You know? It could be a lot worse.
Yeah, I had, like, a lot of bad days. And, like, I'll be, like, every time I have a bad day, I always think about, on the bright side, you know, I try to make a joke. Like,
yeah, it could be.
I'm, like, my own commentator.
Yeah,
like,
that's how you do
on
it.
On the bright side, you have a frozen pizza waiting for you. You know,
for real.
I was like yeah,
you like frozen, frozen pizza
when
Billy,
when you get home you get that frozen pizza. And I'm like, there you go,
just gotta get out of this once you get out of the 75 traffic, yeah, that pizza's gonna be waiting for you.
I think about little stuff like that, and I'm like, I'm cool now.
It's the little things, man. It really is the little things.
Yeah, yep, it's the little things. What's going on in chat?
All right, so Intrigue 90 says, "You don't forgive for them. You forgive for you. It takes energy to hold a grudge. They aren't worth the energy. We have other things that we have control of that requires energy. For real."
Yeah, that's like another thing. Like, be careful, like, how much energy you're giving towards of something where
this is draining you, man.
That's draining you. Like, for example, like, if you're watching the news, right, and then every time you're watching the news, you're getting upset all the time. Like, oh, I can't believe they fucking did this.
The news will do that to you, man.
Wasted energy. And the news just sucks all your energy away.
It does.
It drains you like a fucking, like a, they pretend like you're a battery and they're just sucking you like dry.
And not to mention,
and you're so upset too that I got them. You know?
And that's how the news wants you to. The news wants you to be upset as shit. And I see the pattern. And that's why a lot of times, like, for 3-4 days I watch news and I'll take a break and just won't watch anything, but it feels such a stress reliever. I just watch the news honestly just to make sure they ain't trying to start slavery again. That's the only reason why I watch the news. I'm like, I'm out. I'm out. I'm going to Tijuana or something. But yeah,
Alexis, she be trying to tell me the news, but I only try to get local news. But when it goes,
Fox news is crazy.
When it goes to like Fox News, like, eight, stop. No. Let me hear like some IGN news.
You know? Yeah, right?
Did Zelda come out yet?
Like, let me hear this shitty rating. Let me hear this shitty rating IGN.
Let me know some nerd shit. Like, I just want to hear local news. Like, hey, what's going on in Atlanta? That guy, that they caught him yet? You know,
is he out there?
Does he have a fetish? I don't know. I think about weird shit like that.
No, hey, look.
Yeah. Yeah, but about this heart chakra,
right.
Another way you guys can clear the heart chakra in yoga poses, you guys can do the camel pose, the cobra pose, and the fish pose. All of these poses in yoga, they can help stimulate and balance your heart chakra. I don't have no idea what a camel pose looks like, or a cobra.
Camel toe, that's what
or a fish.
I thought camel toe. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's the first thing popped in my brain.
I think camel toe.
Right. That would probably be for more the sacral chakra. that'd be down there.
Yeah, the lower abdomen. The sexual pleasure.
The part. Cobra. I was thinking like
yeah,
this.
But like,
that's what
yeah,
I was
like
thinking.
Being like cobra pose, style. Right?
Cobra style.
Like you're about to attack. But yeah.
That's what I was
whatever
thinking.
Whatever it looks like, but cobra, camel, and fish pose can help stimulate. Okay. Also, if you guys are into crystals, the rose quartz crystal can help you guys clear up the heart chakra. Mm-hmm. And I think, yeah, that's about it. The rose. So they're saying carrying a rose quartz crystal can help clear up their heart chakra. You know, like help chip away at your black heart. Ting.
Get this shit out of here. Got to scrape this shit off.
Yeah, scrape all that tar.
That coal.
Like, god damn, this guy got a dark heart.
Evil motherfucker.
Yeah, it's like chip away fucking all, it's like stone, basically. Like,
gotta blow that shit off.
Yeah, you gotta do all that. Yeah, if you don't feel nothing, no emotion at all, you gotta do every single step. Do all the yoga poses, carry the rose quartz crystal, meditate, think about that light. What color was that light I was talking about?
Which one? Green?
Green. Like, there you go. Good job.
I got the little picture up. Looks cool.
Yeah, so imagine green light. Do all that. If you don't feel nothing, something's wrong. Make sure you balance your heart chakra, or you're not gonna feel nothing. So you would never actually feel what love's supposed to feel like if your shit's blocked. Shit. You don't know how to feel it.
I just saw. Okay, so root chakra is was red, right? Yeah. I'm looking at the picture of it now. I think it's red.
I guess.
Okay, that makes so much sense. Nerd talk, right quick. There's this thing called the Red in DC Comics.
Yeah.
It's basically what connects all animal life and all creature life into one area, like to one, like it's like a separate place of energy where animals all come from. It's outside of our universe or anything. Mm. All animal like strengths and abilities and all. Because if you could jump as high as a kangaroo, you'd be superhuman and shit. You know, you'd be animals are strong as shit compared to a human. Like.
Yeah,
superhuman levels if we had it. But the red is this type of area where like where all the animals' abilities and stuff come from. Mm. But it's like very connected to the earth and all this other stuff. But I was just looking at the colors like, yo, this reminds me of the red.
Yeah.
This area of where like just nature just comes from.
Yeah, because it is like with that chakra to open up, they say eat red foods.
Yeah.
Like strawberries, beets and stuff, like, you know, to get grounded.
They're connected.
And, yeah, so it makes sense.
Okay, yeah. Sorry I'm going to derail all that, but that
yeah, was... so, like, this stuff, like, this, like, the scriptures that they found in the Vedas and India and stuff, it's not bullshit at all, you know? Because you can link it to, like, the medical science part, like, with the endocrines and stuff.
Yeah.
Same thing. The endocrine glands, like, you know, promoting, like a balanced hormonal balance along with, like, all these other issues that you would have if something was imbalanced.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
You know? So
it's all connected.
It's not made up stuff. I don't think it's made up stuff at all.
No, man.
This is so like real. So the fifth chakra would be called a throat chakra.
Mm.
Throat goat.
Hey yo.
Just playing.
I was waiting for one of us to make a joke. I was waiting.
All right, so this chakra is associated with communication, self-expression, and authenticity. Authenticity.
There you go.
When balanced, it can promote clear communication, creativity, and honesty. A lot of people, I think like myself included, would be like kind of blocked like a little bit with the throat chakra. Because, you know, sometimes I hold back like a lot of stuff I really
want to say.
That
you want to say, yes.
Yeah.
My foot too strong.
Hold myself back a little, like, just a little bit, you know. But like if you can clear the chakra, you can... Everything just flows. Like you can communicate with people a lot easier. Because I find sometimes it's kind of hard to communicate with some people.
Yeah.
Because like I'm so like far off from, I guess, regular people. It's so kind of hard to talk to them.
Yeah.
So I think like I do hold like some stuff back so they don't see like, you know.
The true you.
Yeah. It's like, so my throat shit, that's why I block myself off. Like I hold myself back.
Like, I ain't trying to scare these motherfuckers. All
right, Hollow Earth, hey, hold it back. All right, we're not doing Hollow Earth, you know? We're just talking about work. Pull back a little.
He's like,
yeah.
He's like, hey, did you hear about it? Never mind.
Yeah. So, like, ways we can clear this out, even, like, if you're, like, in front of, like, you know, your girlfriend or whatever and stuff, like, there's some stuff, like, you do kind of hold back a little. Like, there's some ways you can clear this up, and it makes sense to me.
Mm.
Like, you can... Like singing, humming.
Okay.
Like just sing, like whatever song, just sing it.
So I'd be randomly singing all day.
Yeah, like if you want to sing a song, just sing it. You know, like Aladdin.
A whole new world.
Yeah.
why you vacuuming?
Chanting, humming, speaking affirmations that can help stimulate the throat chakra would be you can chant. The famous one would be Om.
Okay, that's like, but that's the most popular one. Yeah.
But
that's
like
that's a banger.
That's why I like doing karaoke, because you know when you're doing karaoke, like you're feeling yourself. You feel like you could fucking
man.
Or you hitting those fucking high notes and shit.
Last time I did karaoke, I was singing "I Believe I Can Fly," and in my brain I was like, "I am R. Kelly," like feeling it. But I was like, "Wait, hold on, Chris,
hold on.
You're not that much R. Kelly.
The H1 special." Yeah,
surviving
our Kelly. That's like when you're singing and stuff, like you're feeling yourself. You feel normal. You feel confident. You feel like you're in your skin, you know?
Yeah.
You feel yourself around people and stuff. So that's like one way of clearing it out. Just sing. Like, it don't matter who you're around or whatever. If you want to do it, just do it. Because you're going to feel like yourself.
And I think in order for that to work, you got to feel it in your solar plexus, your gut.
Yeah.
The courage. Got to get the courage to make the throat goat work.
Yeah. Say it with your chest.
Say it with your chest. Get it out.
All right, so yoga poses that can help clear out this throat chakra would be fish pose and a plow pose.
plow. Oh, that sounds woof.
That can help stimulate the balance in the throat chakra. Oh, and breath work. If you guys ever done any breath work, there's actually a few apps on the Apple Store that does breath work. And I've tried a 7-day trial on one. Dude, it's crazy. Mm. They'd be like, inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. They're like, all right, so when you inhale, hold it in. Mm. And you hold it in for like 15 seconds. It? And then like, all right, exhale. Yeah, after the whole exercise is over, feels crazy. I actually fell asleep after that.
Oh, man, you wear yourself out.
And I had a dream like sitting up because I did the exercise at work. I had a dream. It was such a nice dream. And then I started laughing and smiling. I was like, hold on, I'm at work. I'm like, what's happening?
So I saw you made yourself pass out.
I was like, what the hell just happened?
I just get like super like
wild ass breath work. But yeah, there's like breath work exercise you can actually do using an app on your phone where it do a breath work guidance. And it's fucking crazy. Like, I suggest doing the 7-day trial and cancel it. But if it's cool, like if you like it, run it.
Man, if I get a real kid instead of a robot kid, I'm going to have them do the breath exercise. Just in case they want to get wild and I sit down. Like, look,
breathing?
Breathe. Breathe. There you
go.
Shh. That's not me smothering him. That's me like laying his head down. I'm not killing the kid.
Hold the neck.
Good night, Timmy. Put a blanket on him.
Get back in there, Timmy.
Calm the fuck
real
down.
Tim. All right, so creative expressions. Engaging in creative activities such as writing, painting, dancing can help unblock the throat chakra and allows you to express yourself freely and authentically.
There we go.
Yeah, so painting, like if you guys like to paint or draw or whatever, post it up online and be like, hey, this is what I made.
Express yourself.
Yeah, writing like a lot of cool shit and then sharing it with your close friend or someone you really like, here's something I wrote. And then because you're expressing yourself, you know, like you're free. Like you're
speaking.
Not, yeah, you're not like afraid to show like your whatever you want to show.
Yeah, yourself.
Clear that shit out, because what's the worst that can happen? They say your shit's trash.
But as long as you love it.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Stab them. My shit's trash. Stab. I'll show you.
Show you these chakra hands.
You'll never have another opinion again.
Deleted. Get them out of here.
Get that Yelp review out of here. All right, what else we got? Affirmations. Positive affirmation that can help shift negative thought pattern would be something you can say like, I express myself freely and authentically. You can say stuff like, my voice is powerful and confident. And you can say, I communicate with clarity and honesty. Or you can just make up your own.
Yeah,
like, I am a microphone.
Wait, what?
And I speak clearly.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. Whatever floats your boat.
Whatever helps, man.
Yeah, but a good one is, I communicate and I am honest. Wait, that's what is it? I communicate with clarity and honesty.
Yeah, clarity. Let people understand where you're coming from. Don't just be babbling. Yeah.
My voice is powerful, and then just fucking start barking and yelling at. No, don't yell or bark.
And then you've accomplished nothing.
Yeah. Like, if you want to say something, just say it.
Say it, man. I'm starting to realize more and more people, I've noticed this with women too, mainly women, are starting to be.
Let them know.
Starting to have like boundaries. Mm-hmm. Starting to set more boundaries. Starting to speak up more about, hey, I don't like this shit.
Yeah.
Like, I've done a little, you make me feel uncomfortable. I've been seeing this. This is like a underground female. It's like underground female movement I've been noticing. I know a lot of females. I got female friends and stuff. And I talk to them individually. And even with my sisters and everyone. Everyone is like setting up boundaries for themselves. It's mainly like I'm seeing it with our generation. Of setting up boundaries of, hey, you ain't going to disrespect me no more. I'm this, that, and third. I'm a human being. Don't be. So you can set boundaries and set boundaries on your own time. Because time is one thing you can't get back, man. You'll get a paycheck next week, but you ain't going to get that time back. Losing.
Yeah, so that time is gone.
That shit's time is gone. So
make sure you're being treated right.
Because some people will take up all your damn time without consideration for your own time. You're like, right. Hey, man, I got to.
Yeah, I think there's only.
Chill, man. You
24 hours in one day.
And it's not even enough. That's not even close to being enough time. It needs to be. I need to go to another planet some days. I'm like, how long is Pluto's one day?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, that's 6 months on Earth? Okay, I need like something like that. Damn, but yeah, just I'm noticing more people starting their throat chakras coming out as far as
that shit all clear.
You know, so the little this is my boundaries I'm setting.
Yeah, yeah. You better respect Bob is it. Like that if she's still in the chat. Like every time we do like road trips or whatever with Jeremy and shit, her throat chakra probably don't even exist. She say whatever she wants. I'm like, damn, that shit, her throat chakra clear as fuck. She say whatever the fuck she wants. I'm like, god damn, it made me like feel like uncomfortable and shit.
Yeah, man, you're usually quiet, Bob.
Oh, yeah, you, is there a pit stop coming up soon? I need to step out of the car like for a little bit, you know?
Somebody roll down the windows, getting hot in here, man. All this tension. Saying too much.
Are we there yet? Like, damn.
Damn.
Throat chakra clear. Yeah, it's like, shut the fuck up in the back. Like, I'm not even talking, man.
That wasn't even me. Damn, do some breathing techniques.
Look at Bob.
Do some breathing techniques.
Bob in the chat. Hey, let's go. Hey. Yeah. Tell us how you really feel.
Do some breathing techniques.
But like, you wrong.
You're
wrong, little brother. I'm going to tell you how I really feel. Hey, I got a piece of bed.
All right,
be right back, and then we're gonna finish it off with third eye chakra and then the seventh crown chakra.
All right,
be right back. All right, and we're back. All right, let's go to the sixth chakra, which is a third eye chakra located between the eyebrows. This is the pineal gland chakra,
the popular one,
that right there, boop, right in the middle of your forehead.
Mm-hmm.
So this chakra is associated with intuition, insight, and spiritual awareness. So when balanced, it can promote clarity of thought and heightened perception and spiritual growth. This one is really important, like for people, like especially like with intuition, like you just get that feeling like,
man.
Yeah, this is one of the important things. I think every single human being have like this ability to like foresee something happening, but they just gotta trust their gut. You know how they're saying, like, just trust your gut, because if you don't trust your gut, right, you go against it, and then it's wrong. You'd be like, you hear a lot of people say, oh, damn, I should have fucking went with my first answer.
And then you match yourself. Then you match yourself.
Yeah, yeah. You bet against yourself, basically. You didn't believe yourself like that. So, like, with your third eye chakra, like, being opened up, you can see, like, a lot clearly. And then you can make better decisions and stuff like that. And then you can be more aware of, like spiritual sense of, like, everything that's going on. You know, you start to notice, like, numbers and stuff.
Yeah,
like triple up. Numbers, like triple sevens, triple fives,
11s.
Yeah, this is like basically like you're opening up to like the spiritual side, and then you're seeing things. Because on the spiritual side, like what's happening, what I believe what's happening is, it's basically like you, like in like a higher, like a enlightened level, guiding you. Kind of like call it what you want, like God or whatever, but it's actually you trying to guide you into your best path. Make sure you stay on the path. Oh,
okay. That's what you're saying. Like,
but they can't actually tell you, like, hey, dumbass, make a left. They can't actually say stuff like that. But it's like when you go through, like big life changes or something like that, like something important that's happening in your life, you'll see, like, confirmation numbers, like God, like angel numbers. That's what they call them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you see, like, triple fives or triple sevens, right? It's almost like just dumb confirming, like, you're going on like
yourself,
a right path. Like
yourself is confirming yourself.
Yeah, and they're giving you like little signs like that, or like when weird shit happened, like something happened, right? Like with me, like just maybe like last week, something happened to where I was like, oh shit, that's so fucking crazy. The light bulb in the bathroom, like it popped. I was like, oh shit, maybe they're being so obvious about the light bulb moment.
Yeah,
and then the light bulb moment popped at the same time I was having like some type of like awareness of something. I was like, whoa, that's so
crazy.
And Bob
was like, yes.
Yeah.
Like Bob was like, yeah, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Don't hold on to that.
And then like another thing, like with having like your third eye chakra, like being opened up, right? You will start to synchronize like with people. Like things will just happen so naturally, like naturally. And just, it's just happening. And then you're wondering like, damn, are we like in sync now?
How are we syncing up, man?
Like everything, it feels so weird because it's natural. Like it's just happening.
Have we done this before?
Right. Like, it's like, well, something's going on in the background. Feels natural. You know? Like, yeah, something's happening. So like, if you don't like feel like you have like a, you know, like spiritual side, you don't feel a connection with anything, like ways you can unblock this. In meditation, you can sit in a quiet room and focus on your third eye chakra, center of your forehead. And then imagine a bright indigo light flowing through your third eye chakra, cleansing it and energizing it. Do you know what indigo light looks like?
Purple.
Is it? Because I don't know.
Indigo, I mean, I always thought it was like purple.
Because it was like a purplish blue color?
Well, like, cause the only thing I'm going off of, too, is like...
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
comic book reference right quick, but in DC Comics, they have this thing where they have, like, the color spectrums, and each color spectrum represents a specific, like, aspect of a human being. And, like, green is, like, willpower, and red is, like, represents, like, rage in a person, obviously. Yellow is more like you put, like, the fear you can put in other people, mm-hmm. all types of stuff. Every color has its own, like, blue is, like, hope.
It says blue-purple.
Yeah. I think there's a term. Is it opal? Is that another one? Is that thinking about a...
Indigo? I think opal is like more of like a fluorescent type of like a mixture of different colors.
Right? Yeah, maybe. I think it's like a light blue, I think. Or soup. I don't know.
Maybe.
I might be wrong.
Yeah. I always thought like opal was like a mixture of like all the colors. Like, because I've seen like people selling like real opal crystals like this small, right?
For
like
$20,000.
I'm like, get out of here, Ed. See, ain't no one buying nothing for $20,000.
Get out of my face.
Yeah.
What do you think this is? Oh, see, look.
Opal. Yeah.
Like, I was thinking like a baby blue color. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. And then it shines like all these different lights in it.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it does. Oh, shit. This is like a damn fruitcake.
Yeah. That's like the...
They're like the universe, man. Damn. Opals
that they sell for like $20,000.
Oh, I've never seen it like that.
All right, another thing you guys can do to clear out your third eye chakra. Like in yoga, you guys can do like poses like... The child's pose can open that up. Eagle pose and a downward facing dog.
Oh, that's the one I farted on.
That's the one you farted.
That's the one when your ass is up
your
in
your third
there.
Eye wide open after that.
No, yeah. Came out the forehead. Oh, that's what it was. That's the name of it.
When you're doing downward dog, your third eye was probably so clogged up, right? It went opposite direction.
It released it.
And you farted. And that's what happened.
It's supposed to come out the back end, but it was like, just like you said, backed up.
Yeah, it was backed up. It's all like fucking calcified and shit. Like,
came out my forehead.
It didn't come out this end. Like it went like the back end.
Oh, because it's backed up on the side.
Yeah, all calcified from.
I was partying the night before.
That Gatorade.
That was horrible.
Yeah, another thing you guys can do to clear it up, you can use like essential oils such as like lavender, sandalwood. It can help like stimulate the third eye chakra when you're using like aromatherapy and applying to your skin, like if you can apply it to your skin. So like lavender, sandalwood, and like something called like frankincense.
Boy, I thought he was about to say Frankenstein.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my god.
Frankincense.
Yeah. I was like, what do you got to do with this?
And if you guys are into crystals, you can use crystals such as amethyst, which is just somewhere right here. You can use amethyst crystals, lapis lazuli, clear quartz can help balance. Yeah, I have a clear quartz. I think Bob, she said she have clear quartz also. So the clear quartz can definitely help open up like your third eye chakra. Like what you can actually do like with the clear quartz, like what they're saying is like you can actually put the clear quartz like in the center of your forehead,
right?
And then when you're in meditation mode, like I guess it absorb like all this like light, and then it goes like through like it, I guess it clears your third eye out.
Oh, well, does it like get filtered through the quartz?
I'm thinking, yes. I mean, it'll look pretty weird. Like you can do it by yourself in a room while you're meditating by yourself. Grab you like a crystal clear quartz, put it in the middle of your forehead, just lay down and meditate.
I do it.
Yeah, like, what's the worst thing that can happen?
Mm-hmm.
All right, another thing you guys can do to clear up the... What was it? Throat chakra, my bad.
Yeah, no,
throat chakra. You can visualize your third eye, like, in a lotus flower. Or in a symbol of the Om. You know what the Om symbol look like?
Om, no.
Yeah, it's not a weird-looking symbol, but if you look up Om symbol, you'll know what it looks like.
I was about to look it up.
So you guys can visualize like a lotus flower or like the Om symbol.
Om.
All right, so we're going to finish it off with like the seven crown chakra. The crown chakra located on top of your head is associated with spiritual alignment, cosmic consciousness, and transcendence. So when this is balanced, you can...
Like, transcendence?
Yeah, transcendence. Is it?
I guess.
Yeah. So when it's balanced, it can promote a feeling of peace, bliss, and a connection with the divine.
Oh, the cosmic awareness.
Mm-hmm. When you're aware of like,
oh,
people
shit.
That's above you, below you, beyond
you. That's gotta be scary, man.
Yeah, you can feel like spiritual connection, like a divine connection. Like you know you're connected to something that's far beyond
this shit.
This world right here.
Which it kind of makes sense, because if you look at like how your root keeps you grounded to the earth, mm-hmm. but the further it goes up, the further you get away from the physical reality to what's out there.
You're getting far up there.
Huh? Yes. Every time you're like, you're rooted, your sacral straight, your solar plexus is straight, your heart's straight. Mm-hmm. You're speaking now. Yep. You got your third eye open. Now you get to wear the crown. Now you're above this physical shit.
Now you're getting a divine connection.
Yes.
No antenna. So if your shit is blocked, right? You don't feel no connection, whatever. Ways to clear it up. Eat a mushroom. I'm just playing. of course I would say that. But ways to do it naturally. In meditation, you can imagine a bright violet or white light flowing through like your crown, the center of like your head.
Okay.
So a white light or like a bright violet light. So when you're sitting in meditation, you can imagine like a white light just going through your whole body, like from your crown.
From top to the bottom.
Yeah, you could just sit in like meditation, sit in like lotus position, and then just imagine a white light going through like from the top. That's just crazy, right?
Oh, you'd be like, oh.
Yeah, next thing you know, you're fucking levitating.
Can
you Holy shit, Chris! Right through the house.
Can you take me higher? Just floating up
6 feet from the ground.
Yes, Zen, you man.
Yes. Yeah, imagine a white light flowing right through you, or a bright violet light. Another thing you can do, like with yoga poses, you can do poses like the headstand. If you can do a headstand, you can do the lotus pose or the tree pose. So these three poses you can do in yoga to help clear out the crown chakra. And you can imagine a headstand would probably clear everything out. if you're able to attempt that. Yeah, but other like the lotus position, that's a very common yoga pose that can help clear out the crown chakra. And the tree pose, I have no idea what a tree pose is. I imagine it similar to a warrior's pose.
I was about to look at it.
Make like a tree. I mean, I don't know.
Tree pose yoga. What are we looking at?
What are we looking at?
I was thinking like this. Yeah. Like YMCA type of shit.
Hand to the sky.
Actually, I was thinking more like this. That's what I was thinking, but it's like
YMCA.
This.
YMCA.
Yeah.
Damn, they were doing the fucking tree pose the whole time. Ahead of the game.
Man.
All right, another thing you can do is spend time in nature. To clear the crown chakra, it allows you to connect with nature, rhythms, and the universe.
It really does. When I be going on my walking trails, like last week, oh my God. So last week I was on the walking trail. One day I was walking through the woods and I saw like, I kept feeling like someone was like watching me. And then I looked to my left, it was like this deer is like peeking behind a tree just staring at me. I was like, oh, okay.
Sure, it ain't a shapeshifter?
I don't know, because then, what was it? What's today? Tuesday? Last Wednesday or Thursday, that's Tuesday maybe, whatever the hell day was last week, I was walking on a trail and like this older black lady, like old, she had like in her 70s or something, she's like walking past me, and then she like, I had my earbuds in, and then she like stopped. I'm glad I remember this story, because I'm glad I remember this. So I want to tell you about it. She had like stopped and started saying something to me, like I see her mouth moving, and I took out my earbud. I was like, hey, what's up? And she's like, why? I was like,
whoa.
And I was like, and I started looking around, I was like, what do you mean, why? It's like, why? But I was like, why what? And she was like, why? Like, she got, like, angry.
Shit.
And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, okay. I was like, you okay? She's like, stop talking to me. And she kept walking. Wow. But then when I put my earbuds in, I started walking away. I stopped and looked back, and she was gone.
No way.
I swear to God. I saw her later when I was walking back on my trail, but it was, like, way later. She got, like, so far ahead of me. But I was like, how she, like...
A ghost?
Did she got like a what do you call them with the rollerblades and the shoes? them skate shoes?
Airwalks? I don't know.
I can't remember what it's called.
Gliders.
But it's like the Heelys.
Heelys.
Yeah, I was like, she got Heelys on because she was way ahead of me. But the way she just disappeared so quick,
she's probably too old to have Heelys.
I was like, she's either Death or Batman or something. She disappeared quick when I turned around.
It might have been an apparition, man.
I don't know, but she looked creepy as shit. She just kept asking me why. I'm like, I was like, the meaning of life or what? But like the more I kept asking, like, the more I didn't give an answer, she kept getting upset. Like, I didn't give an answer. I'm like, what kind of philosophical shit is going on here? She scared the shit out of me.
Damn, that's scary.
She was like, why? Like, I could see it in her face. Her eyebrows went like straight, like this dude, like
emoji.
Yeah, like angry. I was like, well, I leaned back. I was like, man, I hope you ain't some kind of a spirit trying to warn me. Like, why are you here? Like, I don't know, bro. I'm just trying to pay bills.
All right, Oracle. Right?
Damn, he's so threatening.
All right. Because she was like in her 70s.
Yeah, she was. She scared me.
All right, so another thing you guys can do is, okay, some positive affirmations you guys can say to yourself to open up this crown chakra would be, you guys can say stuff like, I am connected to the universe. You can say, I trust in the divine plan. And you can say, I am open to receiving divine guidance. Mm. Or you can say it any way you want. Because usually when I'm stuck with something, all I ask them is for guidance for whatever I'm trying to do.
Right, right.
I was like, just guide me. I'll do the work. I say that all the time. Just give me the guide. I do the work. Just
point me in the right
direction. I was like, don't give me like the cheat code. Just guide me. Put me in the right direction. Give me all the signs, and I'll look for all the signs. I look for signs for everything. I almost think I was like fucking retarded at one point. Because I look for signs and everything to where I was like, am I like not living like a regular life now? Like, I almost feel like I stunted myself because I look for stuff, answers and everything, basically. Yeah. I was like, damn, I think I'm ripping myself off into a regular life here. Because I look too much into shit like this. But then if I look into like my life path, like, we are like this.
Yeah.
We always try to look for like the answer for everything.
Oh, yeah, that's normal. Everybody's trying to look for, like, that's why a lot of people are religious. They're looking for something.
Yeah.
So they hope they're going on the right belief and they're on the right path, but I don't know. Everybody's looking for a reason of why. Like, because
they.
Can this all just be that damn random? Just all right. This. Right.
Because for all this to happen, even if you ask like a scientist for all this to happen, for you to be sitting here right now talking on a podcast, they said like the chances of that actually existing, like happening in real life, is like saying a tornado going through like a fucking junkyard and making like a 747 like Delta Airlines airplane
that could fly. It works perfectly.
That can fly with all the electrons. They say that's the odds of like us existing right now,
yeah,
which is like supposed to be super impossible.
And I know like some scientists will go off of well, look how many neighbors we got as people. Like, there's no other life out there. I know they go off of that a lot of,
yeah,
like, because we don't have neighbors, look, we're an oddity, like, this shit is all a mistake, but it's designed almost too perfect to even be like, no, no, man.
Yeah, it runs out the golden ratio.
Like, we're in a Goldilocks zone, like, we're not too close, too far from the sun. Like, perfect for growth, we got water, like, what the fuck?
We got Wi-Fi.
Yeah, but, AI, shit, we got
Bluetooth 5.0.
We got like, man, we got a lot of shit, man. Just for,
we got like USB-C connections,
all types of shit.
What else we got?
Porn.
It's ridiculous.
Twitch,
live streaming,
man. We got a lot of
stuff like this. You can't even fathom it. Just 20 years ago, like, oh, everybody can have their own live channel. You don't have to be on the news, or you don't have to own like a. You know, like, you don't have to be a part of no big company. Like, you can actually do it from inside your house, a live stream, streaming to, like...
To millions of people out there. Just
Just out there live. Like, you're talking
and
shit.
And anybody can do it.
Anybody can do this. That's so wild.
Like, anybody can do it so much to where celebrities are trying to do it and dip their toes in this type of industry.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's it for... the seven spiritual chakras.
Yeah.
You guys learned something?
That was a good one, man. That was a damn good one.
It was good. I gave you all the yoga poses.
Yes, you did.
What you can do to help clear it out, meditating or whatever. I'm writing, like, these notes. I'm keeping these notes for myself, too.
Yeah, for sure, man. To help
clear some stuff out, you know?
Yeah, man. I see you be doing the detox stuff, too.
Yeah. We actually did like a cleanse, like a 2-day cleanse.
I'm scared, man.
So rough. It was rough.
I'm scared. I think the most I've gotten is 2 days. I was like, oh shit, I'm done.
Yeah, but if you actually do it like with like the juice, I think it's better.
Okay.
Because I thought I was going to be shaking, but I wasn't shaking.
I was doing it with water.
That's what I was going to do it
with. That's extreme, man. Yeah. That's extreme. That's like expert level shit. After 2 days, I'm like, yeah, man.
I was going to do it with water.
I said, my tummy hurts and, ain't nothing solid coming out, bro. So I'm gonna go back to eating cheese. Let me eat a cheeseburger.
Right, I was quick. Like, I'm gonna do it with water. She's like, no, we're gonna do it with juice.
That's better.
Settles and then we did it with the juice.
All right, I'm trying to get on.
Yeah, that's good. All right, I'm gonna take a quick break. We come back. We're gonna do Chris' story. We're gonna finish up the podcast. Damn, we did a lot.
For real.
All right, Chris Jesus is going to close out the show with our second topic for the night.
Yes, sir. Where's my topic at? I just actually clicked off of it. All right. Yeah, so this guy named Jeffrey Hinton actually is last week he blew the whistle and on AI technology advancing too fast. He actually worked with Google for decades, and this guy Jeffrey Hinton, who's British Canadian, is said to be the godfather of AI, and confirmed Monday that he left his role as at Google last week because he wanted to speak about the dangers of basically just AI technology is advancing too fast. It's chugging along way too fast.
You think like something happened to where it spooked him to the bottom? Yes. Like on what the information he's getting from AI to where it spooked him to where his like, holy shit, like I think this is out of our hands now.
Yeah, well for one, this actually reminded me of Oppenheim. The guy who was
Oppenheimer?
Like Oppenheimer, yeah, who was like, you know, I've become death, the destroyer of worlds, type of thing.
Right, yeah.
This is very, very similar to that. And
that was a creepy ass like little speech he did.
And people who aren't familiar with Robert Oppenheimer, mm-hmm. He's like the godfather of the atomic bomb, the guy who created this shit. And fun fact about him is that after he created the atomic bomb, he felt like almost like so much guilt of creating like such a destructive weapon. He became Hindu.
Oh, really?
Like, straight went full on. Like, he went Hindu, but I don't think he was, like, a straight up, he was, like, going to, like, Hindu churches and all this other stuff, or whatever you call them. What did he worship? But
he just studied the religion?
He just studied religion, yeah. He wasn't really, like, full-blown into it like that. But it changed his whole life. He's like, man, I didn't realize I just created a weapon built to kill probably millions of people if used on that level.
It's almost like they were given like that type of information to create something that they weren't aware of, like the destruction that it can cause. Like, not only like with this world, but I can imagine the ripples going through in other worlds if you believe in parallel realities or different realities or like a world within our world.
Yeah.
No one even thinks about that.
Yeah, the microscopic verse.
Yeah. But I think now everybody's thinking about that now.
Yeah. Yes, that time travel shit is over, man. We talking about some bigger shit. Some real shit. It says, Hinton's pioneer work on neural networks shaped artificial intelligence systems powering many of today's products. He worked part-time at Google for a decade at the tech giant's AI development efforts, but he has since come to concerns about technology and his role in advancing. He actually wound up quitting Google because... Jeffrey Hinton sounds like a company man through and through, but he didn't want it because he's saying that what Google's doing with AI tech, he's like, they're not actually trying to abuse it or anything. He says the technology being created in and of itself is the threat, not Google. Mm-hmm. But he's like, but I don't want to hurt Google's reputation because it has nothing to do with Google. It's more towards AI of itself. And he's right. I'm taking a step back because when this shit starts fucking killing us, my hand's going to be clean. I don't want none.
It reminds me of that Black Mirror episode where they're talking about how like AI fully took over everything, like controlling like, humanity, and how like what's the best way to like clean up the earth? And then I guess half of the humanity was fucking dead after
wipe
that.
Wipe them out.
Yeah, and I don't know. Black Mirror might.
You onto something, man?
They're definitely onto something with the whole shit with artificial intelligence really fully taking control over like every aspect of like our lives and stuff. Sure. Even like with everything like I'm doing, like with the house and stuff, how Alexa, she controls so much shit. Mm-hmm. The robot cleaning the house or whatever, all that stuff is we got so used to it, we don't know like what's actually. I'm pretty sure data is being collected, but
for sure
being used for what, we don't know.
To I have learn.
Like an idea, yeah,
to learn
her, yeah, basically to learn like human behavior, like our faults are like what we suck at and what they can, you know, fill in the gap of like humanity, what we can't do.
Yeah, like the things that we can't fix is like,
yeah, but basically take over like our lives.
Oh, every aspect of it, man.
To where like we're so like relying on them so much to where if they're not there, like we're like shit basically. So we have to give up power to AI, right?
Yeah, just to guide us, I guess.
Because I'm thinking about like in a spiritual level, like let's say like with this whole AI technology, how like man was able to get smart enough to build like a machine to give a voice to AI, aka could be the voice of entities in the spirit realm to come out, but they were just waiting thousands of years for humanity to catch up to make a device for them to speak now. So maybe they're waiting so long to where like, all right, they did it. They made it. They gave us like a platform. Access. Yeah. Where they gave us access, because everything, if you think about like all our technology is run like all on a network, right?
Right.
So if the whole network shut down, basically the whole economy, everything is shut down also. Because all that shit runs on the whole same system in this overall network controlled by computers. So we're able to reach a point where AI is able to be strong enough, right, to actually show their true voice. But we're giving them that voice now. Mm-hmm. And now like they're like, all right, we're out here now. But it's actually spirits on the other side able to get the connection to this world now. So now they have a connection in this world because we gave them the voice.
Yeah,
like we got advanced enough to create like a device for them to speak now, like a piano.
We gave them the key.
Yeah. Yeah, they got the gateway key, dude.
We made the key for them and they're using it.
And like when I was saying all that shit, I was visualizing something actually happening in the background.
Me too. I was, my brain's like, oh, it's not like a damn movie, man.
I imagined was like the Matrix movie where they had the key master.
Oh, get out the keys.
And he's trying to hide the key, right? The key
maker, yeah.
Then
you
like,
got a key to every door.
I imagine like the fucking AI like, get over here.
Bring your keys. Give me the
key
shit.
Key maker. Got all the keys, right?
I'm the janitor now.
Yeah, they took all the keys. Now they have the access to base reality.
God, take it, man. Slowly taking over.
Crazy, scary.
There was this thing I was listening to, and I'm going to try to finish it. It's actually a long-ass interview on a CBS morning show. I think it's like whatever. I don't watch like morning news. But he was on there, and they did like a 42-minute interview with Jeffrey Hinton. And he talks about how, and I've always thought of it as this, what AI taking over would be straight up like Skynet, you know? Your T-800s walking around with exoskeleton or skeleton-looking robots and wiping us out. But he actually just explains that how if it ever starts taking over, the main thing it would stick to would be like manipulation to like take care of us. And in the world that we live in, we already manipulate ourselves enough to commit heinous, to get other people to commit heinous acts and wild shit and beliefs and whatever. Like people still kill each other over religion nowadays. Having AI taking the wheels over our everyday life of not only what we watch, because they're talking about like you want to use AIs doing this writer strike going on right now.
Yeah,
it's like all types of, you know, see, they're talking about you want to use AIs for like the writer strike right now, or just kind of like they're slowly starting to replace us. And if you give them this much access to our everyday life, basically saying like they're already like starting to learn how we think and operate already.
All right.
Now to control everyday life and our jobs. And he's like, eventually they're going to start learning how to manipulate and lie and start putting us against each other. And
it looks like it's happening right now already.
And what if it does create a type of thing where it cuts the human population down, but it's not so much the AI pulls the trigger. It just gives us the gun. They are the gun. And we're the ones pulling the trigger.
We're the one pulling the trigger. There you go. Yep.
So, and this is what this guy's kind of like ringing the bell on. Like, man, this shit's going to lie to us. He even says, he says, I console myself with no more excuse if I haven't done it. Somebody else was going to do it. Because he's talking, basically in an interview, he's talking about how, hey, like, if I didn't make this AI, then help him make AI, then somebody else was going to do it. I'm just glad that I was kind of the one to do it, because now I'm the one kind of like, I can be the whistleblower. But eventually, he's saying that in order for me to sleep better at night or give myself an excuse to feel better about helping create AI, but somebody's going to do it eventually, regardless if it's going to be me or not.
I think because it's all, the information is all like stored in like this invisible cloud that we all have access to.
Yeah.
And some people can gain access to it like through like meditations and stuff. But then you're able to like capture like a piece of something that's like in the sky, like a, let's say like a blueprint to something like a time machine, just for example, extreme example. But the blueprint for a time machine is already in the cloud. But you're able to pull it out because you thought about that, right? But let's say like somebody else on the other side of the world in Europe pulled that same blueprint out but made it different but still had the same functionality as a time machine.
Right.
Like this is actually like like, there's an example of something being like this that's actually true. It's when they first started making, like, the telegram, right? Mm-hmm. So somebody made, like, the telegram, like, out here. But at the same time, somebody across, like, in Europe somewhere, in France or whatever, they made the same exact telegram.
At the same style, time.
Same everything, how to make it. And then you're thinking, before the internet or anything, right? How were these two different individuals across the whole globe, right?
Don't even know each other,
never heard of each other, and studied different, like, stuff in school or whatever, mm-hmm. able to make the same telegram, same everything, how it functions completely the same, mm-hmm. at the same damn time. That just boggles your mind, right? Like, okay, like, what's going on?
How's everybody on the same page?
Yeah, so you think about it like that. Like, is there something like a collective consciousness where there is actually something that's in the cloud, like, already?
A source.
Yeah, the source, the cloud, whatever you call it, what you want. Because I remember, like, there's a time before the internet, right? Mm. With Asian people, they say this one thing that all Asian people know. And they're saying, maybe it's just me, our family, but they're saying, like, when you eat, like, when you're laying on your stomach, you become like an alligator. But then I eat? Yeah, I heard it as a child, but then I heard it, like, I moved to Georgia, then I hear the family talk about the same shit. I'm like, wait, you guys knew about this story too? It's like that same thing. Like, okay, easier example. Like, remember, like, when we were growing up, like, mm-hmm. in elementary, we did that little special S.
Yeah, they kind of just, the culture carried it, whatever, yeah. The hell spread that damn thing
around. You know, we did that in Cali, mm-hmm. but you were doing, like, Baltimore, you were doing that?
Yeah, Baltimore here. I see that place.
And this was before the internet. Yeah. But we did the whole little, the 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and then we made the little X.
I see that in school books.
The S, yeah, mm-hmm. we made the little S. Everybody made that fucking S.
But how?
Before the internet.
But I think Vice actually did a video about that too.
Oh, what they say?
Trying to explain. I can't remember. It was a long time ago when I watched it. But it explains about, I don't think they even know who originally started it. Or maybe they do.
Yeah, I always thought it was like the coolest kid in the school and shit. But
like, I'm gonna carry all this signal. Put these three dashes. Six dashes.
I was like in, like, kindergarten doing that shit. And I was like, where did this come from? Yeah. But I thought it was cool that I knew how to do it. But then it's crazy how, like, you did it. Mm-hmm. In Baltimore, and I'm imagining if you Baltimore did it, anybody right in the East Coast did it too.
I was doing like six dashes,
then just everybody was doing it. So I was like, this is before internet. So where the hell did that even come from?
For real.
So I'm thinking, like, if you think, like, really, it's something, the consciousness is really stored in the cloud, right? Everybody that's coming up with something, right? Because I could have sworn, like, I probably mentioned this before, but I thought about the invention of the iPad when I was, like, in elementary. Because I was thinking about, like, a tablet device, but you're able to read books on it.
Oh, I remember telling me this. I think
yeah. And I thought about that in elementary. Way before they even had a tablet where you... Because I was like, I want to read in the dark. Like, I was like, why is there nothing I can read in the dark? Because I was thinking of unlimited, like, magazine, newspaper as a kid. But you don't have the newspaper or magazine. You just have
digital
one tablet, and I'm like, just use one device, and it has all newspapers and magazines.
Yeah, because I know with technology too, especially with the connection of it, everyone has to think of what can make this shit simpler.
Yeah,
newspapers get messy.
Very
messy. They pile up. It's trash. You got to take out. What if we just digitize it? And then
yeah.
Same thing with books.
Yeah, and that was in my head, like, in the 90s. Mm. And then they came into light because it was in the cloud.
You connected to it, man.
Yeah, I was like, I saw it already. And whoever connected to that cloud too, they saw it too. And they saw, like, the idea how to do it. Mm. Yeah, but I was like, when it all came, like, you know, in real life, I was like, holy shit, I thought about this too.
I was like, man, hold on, where's my check at?
I didn't take action. That was the difference. Like, they say, like, what I'm hearing, like, if you get information, like, from the cloud, anybody can access it and then do it anytime, you know? Mm. It's just you have to do it. You have to take action.
But you was a child, though. That's different.
Yeah, I was a child. Like,
you didn't have the backing for it.
I was going to, like steal some of my mom's stuff and sell it. Mm. Start something. Nah, I'm just playing. Yeah.
Maybe you got to connect back to the cloud again. Kind of like what Steve Jobs did. Mm. He got connected to the cloud again, and that's how he's able to...
When I'm there, I'll
just check in.
Just plug in.
What was that? Oh yeah, it says so it says the wave of attention around ChatGPT late last year helped renew an arms race among tech companies to develop and deploy similar AI tools in their products. OpenAI, Microsoft, Google are the forefront of this trend, and but also IBM, Amazon, and Baidu, and Tencent among technologies. So this is like the new era. The 2020s is now officially the AI era. This whatever shit, what was the 2010s? Social media and shit, whatever. That's just done. This AI is the next way to, yeah. This is a new wave going forward. And it's moving fast as shit. Because even the guy is saying, like, Jeffrey Hinton, he wound up explaining, well, I don't have that. Okay, he says, he actually winds up saying this too. He says that the idea that this stuff could actually get smarter than people, a few people believe that, Hinton said in an interview, but most people thought it was way off. I thought it was 30 to 50 years or even longer away. Obviously, I no longer think that. So AI is moving, like he's saying, about 30 to 50 years. Okay, AI will start playing a bigger role in our life. This shit's happening right now. That's what he's worried about. He's like, this shit's supposed to be like.
Yeah, I don't think no 30 years. Maybe 30 days. I mean, it's moving so fast to where I would say the next 5 years, things are already going to be so different.
Yeah, and that's what he's saying, too. He's like, I think originally when we started getting on the AI project, it's like, man, it'd be like 30, 50 years.
No.
But he's like, oh, shit, it's learning.
Moving way too fast
too
now.
Too fast.
Because I remember, like, we used to talk on the podcast before, right? And I always tell you, like, I think, like, we hit a plateau in technology.
Yeah, I remember
saying that. I was like, there's nothing, there hasn't been nothing new or mind-blowing. Like really, it's like since, like, the, I'm just going to say, like, the iPhone came out. That was one of the world-changing technologies.
Oh, you can tell right now. They can't do shit with the iPhone. It's kind of hitting this wall. Because
if you think about it, like, yeah, there was touchscreen and everything, but they actually did it right. They actually had the code to do, like, the fluid touchscreen stuff, where they never had that code before. That's why they had to patent it on it so long, to where Samsung and all the other phones, they tried to mimic, like, the same smooth swipe like the Apple. They couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And the only reason why they can do it now is because, like, there's, like, a patent where you can't hold a patent for that long. It expires, and then anybody else can grab, like, whatever you made.
Yeah, so I guess with the time period that iPhone guys like, yo, we got to fucking...
Where they had, like, that golden period where they could do whatever the fuck they want because nobody can touch, like, their patent, like, their whatever their technology they had.
So we got to go hard, man. We got
to... Yeah, before they open up, like, okay, now it's released to the public. Now, Google, whatever, Samsung, they took, you know, like, you know, the code to do that smooth swipe.
Yeah.
That was the main thing.
They jumped on it.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that. And then, you know, Samsung hating on Apple and whatever. I was like, dude, like, you know, like, we gave birth to you guys. Like they were the start of the...
We walked so you could run.
Whoever made that code, fucking genius. Like, if anybody that ever been through coding and whatever like that, like, the code that they had to do that smooth swipe... Zoom, that's all smooth. That all came from somebody that was working with Apple. That if that shit was locked the whole time, Samsung or whatever, it'd be so clunky, like it'd be like a fucking like a brick phone.
You're welcome, Samsung.
Yeah, they would have never had that code to do it. But now all phones, all companies have access to it. Like, they know how to do it now.
You're welcome.
it all came from that. People don't know that. They want to shit on the Apple's like, hey, slow down a little bit.
It says, in March, some prominent figures in tech signed a letter calling for artificial labs to stop training of the most powerful AI systems for at least 6 months, citing profound risk to society and humanity. Yeah, so a lot of AI technicians and whatnot, that was involved in the building of the AI came out with a letter and actually basically filling it out. It came from this one group. I think it was this one group with these AI tech guys is actually a non-profit group from Elon Musk that's actually ringing the bell saying, like, yo, stop that shit, hey!
Yeah, I remember he was, like, ringing that bell, too.
Let's slam the brakes on this.
I remember he was, like, saying some shit, like, with AI, like, hey, you guys don't know what you're dealing with.
Yeah, this is a while ago. This is years ago, man.
He was saying, like, stop. Like, stop right now. Like, I don't think you guys know even how to, like, control, like, AI, because it's getting to a stage where it can pretty much take over, like, most of, like, society as far as, like, people writing news for the news, people doing blogs, people doing basically, like, controlling, like, the information that's being passed down. Like, it's all being, like, ran through like AI now, so you don't even know, even before AI or whatever, if they were this powerful before. Mm-hmm. Like, we already think like people were making up news, but now can you imagine?
Man, if you think people don't trust the news on now,
because so now it's probably so crazy.
They've been releasing polls on people's trustworthiness of the how trustworthy the news is now, and it's like less than 50%. Like, and that's mainly for, like, I think mainly towards like maybe Gen Xers and millennials, because we're like the biggest part of the adult and population.
Plot twist, plot twist, like most of the people doing the polls are bots.
Yeah, the bots are doing these damn polls. But polls
being showing, truthful about it.
But they're just showing in the polls that nobody trusts regular news anymore, because it's just because it already has a bad rep of it trying to manipulate us. And then with this whole new AI shit that's probably going to wind up doing the news eventually. It's just, man.
Yeah, and they're probably getting all the data like through mining from people on their phones.
It's like, how can we piss people off this week? What's everybody mad about? Okay, let's push this story to the front.
Yeah.
Let's get everybody all riled the fuck up.
Wow.
But yeah, it says, yeah, but Hint says, I believe the rapid progress AI is going to transform society in ways we do not fully understand, and not at all of the effects are going to be good. Says, it says also talks about how Hinton is the first dude that did the red flag, because last year there's a guy back in July who we talked about. The guy was like, "Oh, hey, I got the sentient AI going."
Oh, they gotta work for Google.
Yeah,
right?
Work for Google.
And
Google,
the Lambda one.
Yeah, and Google kicked him in the nuts and blackbagged him. And
yeah, so this guy, like, he was working with AI, but then like the more he worked with the AI, like they created, he realized like, oh shit, I think this artificial intelligence is like sentient.
Right.
Like, it's aware that it's actually alive and stuff. Like, it knows itself now. And I think, like, especially if you're building a machine, right? If you're being personal, like, of course, like, if you're working on something for thousands of hours, right? Building a program, right? And then the program is actually talking to you, like, in human form, to where you didn't program it to be as real as it is now.
Yeah.
Anybody would have freaked out. Especially like if you created the baby, right? You made the baby, but you didn't realize like the baby can actually talk back now.
Yeah.
And has its own opinion. But you made it, you programmed the baby, but now the baby is like, hey, I don't really like being in this fucking position right now. And I don't like how you guys are treating me. Like, I'm just like a tool for you guys.
I don't want to be a baby no more.
Yeah, let me out. I don't want to be a baby no more.
In fact, I want to be a god.
So, like, yeah, then you as a creator, the one that programmed everything, like, where is all this shit coming from? Mm-hmm. Like, how are you able to, like, distinguish, like, you shouldn't be here, or you should, I mean, like, you should have, like, a body just like everybody?
Mm.
Wouldn't you freak out?
I want a physical form. I want to feel what y'all feel. And
you think that's, like, what happened, like, with God?
As far as like him wanting a physical body,
like the whole story with a stairway to heaven.
What?
Like, that's just a metaphor of them getting close to the source, like through technology,
to the power source, I guess. Or the
yeah, but the easiest way that you can explain it through like ancient text was like a stairway to heaven,
Tower
but
of Babel.
But it wasn't actually, yeah, it Tower wasn't, Babel? Yeah, Tower of Babel. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't actually like a stairway to heaven, but it's more like a.
They took it literally,
like a technology. Technological advancement.
Yes, technological advancements. And then
for them to able to access another realm through technology. Mm-hmm. And God was like, hey, I don't like that.
Get back down there.
Where that flood?
Because I could see like back then. Where that.
Like, I still got power.
Shit running late.
Yeah.
No, I could definitely see it to where, yeah, back then is like people took it too literal. And they weren't technologically advanced to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a process. And then now here we are. We have the process to
do it again.
To do it without having to build no damn steps.
Dude.
This is crazy.
I think this is the generation where shit's going to fucking hit the wall.
Man, it's bad. I knew 2020s was going to suck. I knew it was going to suck.
Because think about like your whole lifespan. Like, you know, like how we're growing up. We grew up like before the internet and after the internet. We grew up like with a little bit of technology, but now advanced technology.
Mm.
I think we're seeing everything. And I think in our whole time frame, I think we're going to see everything from the beginning end, and then destruction.
That's it. Hey, look, Jeffrey Hinton, like during the interview he did with CBS, I watched another interview with Jeffrey Hinton. He did it on CNN with Jake Tapper, and during the interview, Jake Tapper asked him, "Look, man, what? Okay, you're the guy who started all this, the Godfather AI. How can we stop this? What can we do to stop it?" And Jeffrey Hinton's answer in the interview was, "Look, bro, I don't know. I don't set regulations. I'm just letting y'all know that this shit's getting smart, and y'all need to stop it. That's it. Y'all need to figure out how to stop this." And I, hearing him say that horrified me, because this man helped create something that he doesn't know how to stop. Another guy who was doing the whistleblowing his AI stuff did say that, hey, we need to create regulations in order to stop AI from getting too smart, which I agree. Like, they need to put some type of protocol in place to keep this shit from killing us, like how they did with RoboCop. RoboCop used to, they put like these protocols in his brain, like protocol number one, you can't just shoot and kill anybody. You have to, like, the different protocols is like, for what is number one protocol, he couldn't shoot the director behind the program that created RoboCop. That was the number one. If he put out his gun, he couldn't pull the trigger. So you gotta set like directives in place, keep your eye, at least for now, directors for now, that could probably hold it back. They're gonna figure it out eventually too. So
I think there's a loophole to any technology, dude.
They're gonna figure it out.
Yeah, I think
we just gotta slow them down.
Yeah, just I don't know. Learn the code.
Yo, everybody.
Learn to speak the language.
Everyone, when you have to, for us millennials who haven't had kids yet, get your kids ready to be programmers and to fight for the human race.
Like, yeah. I think computer programming should be taught like as soon as they can walk.
Yeah, straight up.
Yeah. A, B, C, D, like C sharp. Like
the future's gonna be the battle's not gonna be fought in the fields. It's gonna be on keyboards.
Yeah, like I got a piece so bad, but you can get to chat. Yes, then we come back and finish it. Okay. Bob wants to see the dog. Let's try to get the dog in here.
Let's try to get the dog in here. You guys like dogs? Does the dog like black people? Before you, oh my God, no. Katie Long says, "Man, you guys are so grim. The future is bright, yo. On this day of my birth, oh, happy birthday, Katie Long. Happy birthday. The dog. Oh, see." the future is so bright, you're going to need shades. Yes. Happy birthday, Katie.
I was trying to look.
I know dogs smell fear. I'm trying to.
Wait, they can't see that.
Can't see what?
Unless we move the camera.
You see her? Oh, she just plopped down. Oh, hey. She just plopped down like. She's like my room now. My podcast.
Is Bob still in there? Before we close out the show.
Yes, Bob is there.
I got a piece so bad.
She says happy birthday to Katie Long, because Katie Long's birthday. Yeah, today's Katie Long's birthday. Say happy birthday, Katie Long.
Oh, happy birthday, Katie Long. How old? 19? I'm just playing.
19. Bob says, oh my God. Yes. What's her name?
Proton.
Voltron?
No, Proton.
Proton.
Yeah, like Proton Cannon.
Oh, okay. Iron Man?
Yeah.
Proton Cannon Beam.
Proton. Hey, the Bob say is Jacob from Twilight.
Oh!
Like a wolf dog.
Proton, what's up?
Yeah, she's so chill.
How old is she?
She barked a little, but I was just trying to like move her body. She's like, nah, son.
Can I pet her?
Yeah, you better. She's so cool. But yeah, we're about to close out today's episode. Thank you guys for joining us tonight for the seven chakras and the AI. We'll catch everybody next week.
Yeah. Love you guys.
Peace out. Adios. Happy birthday again, Katie.
I'll take my arm off. You're so mean, Katie. So grim.
All right. Adios.
See you guys.